Malachim Beis Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Zayin. So Chizkiah is doing absolutely amazing, incredible things. He got rid of the bummos. Hopefully I remembered. They have a bumma from the era of Chizkiah at the Israel Museum. And I took a picture of it 2 or 3 years ago when I was in Israel. And I always intended to use it to illustrate that particular shir in the Nachyomi once we got to it. Not only that, but the bumma in question, with four horns on the edges, just like the big Mizbeach, made out of large stones, has a snake engraved on it, which the museum calls a fertility symbol, but which I would say points at that pasuk we saw, where the Bama and the Nehushtan are both there in the same pasuk, being wiped out by Chizkiah. According to the Israel Museum, they think it was disassembled at some point in that era, that Chizkiah broke up that particular Bama, and eventually it was found and put in a museum, where I took a look at it and took a picture of it and said, wow, tangible evidence of what we're talking about here in the Torah. But Chizkiah had a pretty strong backbone. Chizkiah, we said, observed all of the laws and the commandments, did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had commanded, did like David his father, and Hashem was with him. Everything that he would go out, Yaskil, he would be successful. Like Seichel. Maybe it means that everything he would go out and do, he would do b'seichel. And that would help with its hatzlacha. Because when someone does things, Mesudas David says, with seichel, the matzliach becomes obvious to the brios that he is intelligent. And he doesn't do things that do not make sense. But among the things he did, which seems to perhaps contradict the first part of the pasuk, v'yimrod b'melech Ashur v'lo avado, he rebelled against the king of Ashur of Assyria and did not serve him. Now you would think a politician would know to go along to get along. You would think a king in a weak nation would serve the king in a strong nation, particularly the dominant power of the entire Middle East, as Ashur was at that time. But I believe what the Nach is telling us by putting these two seemingly unrelated clauses together is that his rebelliousness against Asira was also done b'seichel. Some say that Chizkiah himself never served the king of Ashur. His father Achaz had served him and paid him tribute because Achaz lacked faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and didn't trust Hashem to protect him. Chizkiah knew that Hashem was helping him be successful in everything he did because he was faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's not afraid of Ashur. As soon as he became king, the man Lois brings down the pshat, he discontinued the tribute, which, by the way, is an act of rebellion. Even though he had never personally agreed to serve Ashur, but he inherited his father's position, so he was bound by his father's obligations. Some say, on the other hand, that he did serve the king of Ashur for a while, but then rebelled against him and refused to pay the tribute because ultimately he was relying on Hashem's protection. And so his rebellion was done b'seichel. His rebellion was done with calculation and forethought. Now we're going to see that it could have a disastrous result, because in fact, provoking Ashur is going to lead to a very harsh reaction from Ashur itself, as we'll see over the next several psukim. Ashur is going to be very, very angry at this, and they're going to try to destroy huge chunks of Yehuda. We will see in Ashur's own records, they say, oh, I destroyed this, I destroyed that, I clobbered Chizkiah this way, I trapped him like a bird in a cage in his city of Yerushalayim. But we'll see that that statement is disingenuous, because in fact, the king of Ashur was unable to take Yerushalayim. His invasion is going to be an abject failure in the end, and things are going to fall to pieces. This is not to say that Chizkiah didn't have moments of doubt, because we will also see along the way that King Chizkiah at one point decides to bribe the king of Ashur and try to pay him off to get him out of the way. So we'll see that when we get to Pasuk Yudalit, that his rebellion against Ashur has a little hiccup here and there, because he has to be sure he's doing the right thing. But in fact, he is. But in the meantime, he's not going to just sit idly by waiting for Hashem to save Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Pasuk Hey, who he ka es plishtim ad azah ves gvuleha. He didn't just sit still and do nothing. He tried to strengthen his own defenses in advance, knowing that his provocation of Ashur would likely result in some kind of attack from them. So he struck out against the Plishtim until Gaza and its borders, always a peaceful oasis in the midst of the land of Israel. The Gaza Strip has never had any kind of conflict or hostility involved in the region. Ha ha. I say that recording this on a day after Israel just sent a bunch of rockets into Gaza preemptively to try to stop what they thought or what they say was a coming attack. Now, of course, Hamas is saying, oh, we will bury you from the river to the sea. So there's a lot of anger, and they say a five-year-old girl, innocent people have been killed. Never mind, they also killed the top number two guy in the entire terrorist organization there, but it's got to be done. Good old Gaza. And Chizkiyah did that at this point just as well. Smote them, and all the way up through their borders, Mimigdal Notzrim Ad Ir Mivtsar, from the Watchman's Tower. Interesting that Notzrim is a word that we use in Jewish to mean Christians, because of the Nazarite, the Notzri. I don't know if there's other alternative meanings to that. I'm pretty sure that there are. But Notzrim, in the case of the Tanakh, means watch people, watchmen's towers, up until the Mivtsar, to the fortified cities. So he means business, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He is going to make sure that the Plishtim are not a threat, keeping to hold that coast to the south. So he's securing his kingdom, he's consolidating his kingdom, he's doing, as they say, his hishtadlus in advance, trusting in God's protection, but not sitting back and throwing up his hands. He's getting ready, and he knows military action is coming, which it will in the very next pasuk.